evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I would like to welcome everyone to tonight's Moore Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference call. We had a phenomenal call. We do a special group call the first Monday night of every month, and I just want to tell everyone, Jimmy Parrish did a phenomenal training on that call earlier, but I hope everyone had a happy Thanksgiving, and your bellies are all full and just ready to get things kicked off and really close the year out with a bang. But to get things kicked off tonight, I would like to go out to Ada, Oklahoma, to the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, the leader of our Moore Success Team, but the most important thing, my papa, Mr. Ken Moore. Papa, are you with us?
Yeah, right here, Jeremy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you great.
Well, we must have been muted everybody out a while ago, but at least we got them all on the phone now.
Got a lot of people on the call tonight.
Oh, it's a great call. Well, we got a great guest on the call tonight, Jeremy. You know, this gentleman's been with us a long, long time now. $1 million a year earner, platinum 3 jack-in earner, member of the Millionaire Club, and I forget all the awards he's got. I know the Chairman's Award of Merit, which I also have, and that's such a great honor to have it. I think there's only 6 of us, the whole company's ever received it. This gentleman is right out there. He's working each and every day. He does everything from personal presentations to recruiting to groups and small businesses, very heavy in the small business arena. Tonight I'd like to introduce one of the outstanding stars in prepaid, Mr. Nick Serba.
I appreciate it, Ms. Moore, and it's great to be on with all of you, and I thank you again for inviting me on. It's an honor.
Well, thank you for being on, Nick. We appreciate it very much. It's an honor for us to have you.
And it's great listening to all the people announce themselves. I've been with the company. I'm in my 16th year, not near as long as you, but I've been with it a while. And it's like listening to a who's who of prepaid legal, listening to a lot of the names I've heard over the years. But I wanted to talk just a little bit about some things that probably you already know and you've heard before, but that's the way it is. There are certain basics in our business, and I don't think our business is a problem. It's a process, and if you follow the process, you eliminate the problem. If you don't follow the process, you create a problem. And there's a system for success, and I think there's a system for failure. There's a number of systems for success, but with certain basic tenets that they have in common, and there's a number of ways that people can fail. In the business, I've seen a lot of people come and go just like you have. And I wanted to just kind of give a little reflection on where we are, in my opinion right now. I wear a couple different hats. I'm regional vice president here for a few states, which I enjoy working with people from all the different lines. I have an organization just like you do, and then also national director for small business sales, and we're really excited about the direction there. But what I want to talk about right now is a couple of things. I know if anybody listened to the leadership call today, and I'm sure a lot of you did, they talked a little bit about that holiday message that Mr. Stonecipher put up, and I'm sure many of you have listened to it. I didn't get a chance to listen to it until yesterday, and how excited I was about it. I'm going to use this part of my recruiting process. I want to recommend to everybody on the line, if you haven't already done it, to go on to that associates-only homepage and listen to that message. I think it's one of the best recruiting messages we could have, listening to all the people that are doing so well in our business, people that are having their best months ever, people leaving other businesses and getting involved with us, earning the ring in a year, and you're certainly leading the way with your team. But just to talk about a couple of things, you hear it from a lot of people, this is the best time ever. Yet we get focused in the news, and we see people coming and going prepaid, and it's very easy to get inundated and out of balance with how bad things are. But just like Mr. Stonecipher said, I think it was last week, we have 6% unemployment, but we got 94% employment. And we got people in prepaid every day that I talk to, and I'm sure you too, Mr. Moore, and that is you talk to every day that are talking about how bad things are. I didn't make, I didn't make executive director this past month because it was a short month. But it's the same amount of month that everybody else had that did make executive director or qualified for Players Club. And so where I'd like to start with is, to me, it's a pretty simple business. It's not easy because you're dealing with people. The best thing about our business, you deal with people, and the toughest thing about our business, you deal with people. But it's a simple business because basically all we're doing is going out and talking to people, sharing what we have, and if we can help some people find it, we can help some people find it. It's pretty much that simple to me. And so my job is to go out and talk to as many people as I can to make them understand and help them understand what we do, either with our membership, the problems we can solve with our membership, and also the how we can help them with our opportunity. That's my job. Their job is to determine whether they want to say yes or no. Do they want to keep the problems they had before I came, or do they want to take the solution that I'm offering them? And if they don't, then we can go on to the next person. And that's one of the most exciting things about our business. We don't have to wait for who's going to walk in our store. We don't have to wait. We don't have to maybe be in the well-digging business, and that's the only thing that we can do, or in the fine jewelry business, that's the only thing we can do. We can work on different markets, call on different people. And so I want to talk a little bit about, where we are today, because right now I believe, just like the people on Leadership Call believe, and just like I'm sure the Moore team believes, this is the best time ever to be involved with Prepay Legal. Today is an example. I sat down with an individual today who was an associate, became inactive. They were a regular executive director for a long, long time. And then they started another business. They kept their membership, and so they maintained their director status, and they were inactive in the business for 5, 6, maybe 7 years. Things changed all around them, and they got back involved in our business recently. And so they got back involved in our business recently, and today we had an interview with someone who used to be with Prepay many years ago, and they've done two or three or four things, two or three networking things, two or three direct sales deals, and now they started back with Prepay Legal. Next week I'm going to talk to somebody that was on my initial list 16 years ago that I talked to, and it took me two or three or four years to get them involved in the business. They got in, they got out of the business, did three or four other things over the past 12 to 15 years. They're starting back in with Prepay Legal. So a lot has happened with the economy, a lot has happened with people's personal circumstances. But when I see the people that we're interviewing, the quality of the people that are getting involved in our business now, also the people that are getting back involved in our business who have gone full circle and they're back now, I'm just more excited today than I ever have been about our business. So if you're not where you want to be, though, to me, I've got a pretty simple philosophy on this. It's not the tools we're using. Ken Moore, Randy Moore, Jeremy Moore, myself, Rex Galley, Linda Bowden, all the other people that are on the line that I heard there this evening, none of those people got involved with any of the tools we got today. Those tools didn't exist years ago. And so it's not the tools. It's what we do with them. We all got pretty much the same law firm. We got pretty much the same home office. And ultimately, we all got the same upline of Mr. Harlan Stonecipher. So bottom line is, it's something we already know. It's not about the company or any of the other things. It's about us and what we do. So where do we start? There's only two reasons we're not where we want to be. We're either not doing something enough or we're not doing something right. We're either not doing something enough or we're not doing something right. And that sounds like an oversimplification to maybe some of you pros on the line here, but that is exactly what it is, and it is that simple. And the exciting thing about the business is we can change both of those things. That's something that you and I are in control of. It is not about the company. It's not about the law firm. It's not about the tool. It is about you. It is about what you and I choose to do on a daily basis. It's about the priorities that we have. It's about the choices we make, and it's about the actions we take. So if that's a fact, and I believe it is, then what do we do next? Are there excuses out there? There sure are. Are there reasons that people can fail? There sure are. But everybody's got problems. The Moores have had their share of issues and challenges to deal with. We've had ours. People across the country have had their share of challenges and issues. But, it's what we do with it. I can't do this business, Nick. Why not? I got five kids. Excuse. Well, Nick, I've got to do this business. I've got five kids. Reason. Nick, I can't do this business. I'm broke. And somebody else tells me, it gives me the reason, I've got to do this business because I'm broke. So is your situation where you are today going to be an excuse, or is it going to be your reason to succeed in the business? And if you're on this line right now and you're wondering, what do I need to do to get to the next level? What do I need to do to accomplish my goals? What do I need to do to move from where I am to where I want to go? How do I start and where do I start? Well, you start the only place that you have a choice to start, and that is where you are. You can't start where you'd like to be. You can't start where you used to be, and you can't start where you hope to be sometime in the future. The only place you can start is where you are today, so that's where you have to get started. And so the first decision to make, and again, this is oversimplification, but This is things that we each forget to do. We get so busy in our lives each day responding to the things around us and reacting to things that we sometimes stop acting on the things that are going to get us to where we want to go. A very first step is deciding what you want to do and what you want out of the business. And that may be in a depth that you may define that in money. Most of the people that got involved in this business that I know that I've recruited, I know very few people or none to be exact, that got involved in our business because they wanted to be an executive director, or they wanted to be a platinum, or they wanted to be a platinum jacket earner, or they wanted to be an expansion bonus winner, or they wanted to be a manager or whatever it might be, or part of Players Club. They got involved in the business because most people had the opportunity because they wanted to make some income. And I think it's easy to forget sometimes we get caught up in all these other things. There's only one reason to be Players Club. There's only one reason to be executive director and to move up in the program, and that is to maximize the compensation system so that you can maximize your opportunity to reach your goals that you reached in the business. So what are your goals in the business? What do you want to do? Step number one. Step number two, where am I right now? Taking an inventory. Taking an inventory of your organization, taking an inventory of the leads and the pipeline that you've got full, whether it's prospects for group or for people you're following up on, the income that you're earning now, giving yourself an honest assessment of where you are and truly being honest of where you are right now. And, you know, some people say, well, I just don't have the time. I'm so busy. I've got my job, my family. And the bottom line is everybody has the time to do the things that they want to do badly enough. I think one of the best things that we did, and Mr. Stonecipher passed out at a Super Saturn on APT program, was from one of Jim Stovall's books, and he talked about when he handed out the stopwatch. And for a short period of time, we had people that were keeping track on that stopwatch of the actual time that they were putting into the business. And when you think about the actual time, not putting into business being on calls, not putting into business going to a workshop, not putting into business studying, those are all things that are important. We have to sharpen our axe. But actually putting in time in the business, doing the things that we get paid for, which is two things, being in front of somebody, talk either telephone or face-to-face or however you're in front of them, talking about the membership or talking about the opportunity or helping somebody in your organization do one of those two things. Those are the only two things that you and I can get paid for. So how much revenue-producing activity, or say we'll call it RPA, are you involved in on a daily basis? One of the first steps in finding out where you need to go is find out exactly where you are. Analyze exactly what you're doing on a daily basis. What activities are you performing and what things are you doing? And are you spending more time on those things that are productive or more time on those things that are unproductive? You know, one thing that you can do with time is look at those things that are unproductive and focus more of your time on those things that are productive and eliminate those things that are unproductive. For most people, an extra hour a day talking to people, for a lot of people, that would double or triple or quadruple what they're doing. And for almost anybody, it's going to greatly increase the results that they're getting in the business. Also, who are you calling on? I like the small business arena, not just for the small business plan. The small business plan certainly is a great plan. It offers a tremendous service to people. Small business has a problem. They have the same problem as big business, same compliance issues, hiring and firing issues. What they don't have is the benefit of the same partnerships and with consultants and attorneys that big business has. And so what we do effectively, we hire trained staff and pay experts and consultants in the small business arena in all of those areas, in the areas of attorneys, business and corporate law, collections, in the areas of consultants, tax accounting, marketing, technology, website development, all those different things. We wrap that around that business. So we provide a great service for small businesses, and small businesses need our service. That said, however, I'm excited about our small business plan, but I'm more excited not about the small business plan, but about the small business marketplace. A couple things that I like in working in the small business marketplace, and I think it's especially timely in the economy we have today. One of the things that I love about working in that marketplace, whether you're recruiting to the marketplace, selling to that marketplace, or recruiting from that marketplace, is the following. Number one, many of us get involved in the business and we go out to work. If you're working in the small business marketplace, you can work while you're out. We all interact with small businesses on a daily basis. Is it a good market to sell to? Well, it's a great market to sell to, not just the small business plan, I don't want to get somebody so enamored they think if you're calling on a small business person, you got to sell a small business plan. You can sell a family plan, group, whatever you're doing. My attitude is give somebody what they need to solve the problems that they have. And we're fortunate we have a few different plans that we can do that, whether it's identity theft, our life events plan, our business plan, or whether it's our group employee benefit plan. But it's also a great market to recruit to. I've mentioned this before, and I ask for a show of hands at most events that I go to, and I ask for what backgrounds people came from before they got involved with prepaid. And they're all over the board, from military to secretaries to construction to teachers, and the scattering of hands always go up. But when I ask the one question, how many of you in this room have at one point or another owned a business of your own, I don't recall ever less than half of the hands going up in the room. It's always a half or more of the hands. Now, to me, that's a good clue. It does not mean that each of these people is working in the business marketplace with group or small business. What it does mean is this. They're individuals that came from a background where they understand self-discipline, they understand investment in your business, they understand investment of time and money in your business, they understand the concept of risk, and they understand the concept of hard work. And so that's a fertile market. If half of the people in the room or more come from that marketplace, then why wouldn't I plant my seed in that fertile ground where I have a better chance to succeed? Another thing, what can I do maybe where we've got some tougher economic times? Well, if you're making cold calls, you can have good results from cold calls, but the better quality of your prospects is you're going to improve your percentages. Now is the time to go back and work more on referrals. Now, I've heard the Moores talk about, Mr. Moore, and I've talked, I've heard Ken talk about it, and Wilmer Smith talk about it in referrals. But referrals are really a lifeblood of our business. And again, if you've been in business for a minute, you understand that. But when you're out there and you're selling and you're recruiting and you're working, we forget it sometimes. We make a sale, we make a recruit, and we go on to somebody else. But the best place to replace that person that you sold and all those prospects you went through is right where you are. So what are you doing in the way of referral? Now in this particular time, when maybe things are tighter for some people, you want to improve the quality of the people that you're talking to. Work more on referrals and make that an important part of what you're doing. How many referrals did you get today? How many are you going to get tomorrow? Where are you going to get those referrals? Number one, from the activity that you're having on a daily basis. Number two, now is the time to go back to those members that you sold. Go back to those members that you sold. Just say hello to them. How are they doing? Have they used it? Have they gotten their will done? And you'll find that when you're doing that, you're actually delivering the service because you're following up with those folks. And that's the time that you can get additional referrals. What about inactive recruits? Go back and take inventory of your recruits and go back through those people that are still active, or maybe somebody is 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 down in your organization, but there's a little sign of life there. They made one sale. They made one recruit or two or so. And go back and talk to these people, and because if you've got a little sign of life, that's where you want to fertilize and that's where you want to cultivate and you can generate more business. So we're at a great, great time right now. More people, more qualified people are coming on the marketplace. Business owners, you know, I heard somebody talk about, well, they can't afford this plan. Right now, business owners cannot afford to not have this plan. Most business owners today with some of the economy, they can't afford a $100 to $300 an hour attorney. They can't afford the cost of a lawsuit. They cannot afford not to have this plan. And if a business or an individual is tight on money, that is exactly the reason that they need this plan. If they could afford attorneys, if they could have other opportunities, if they had all the money they wanted, maybe they wouldn't need this as much. But if things are tight, well, Mr. and Ms. Business Person or Mr. and Ms., that is exactly the reason you need to get started with this. And it's not just you know, we talk about a lot of new things, identity theft and so on. Still, we've got a situation out there where 70% of the people don't have a will, and that's extremely important. So businesses need what we have, employers need what we have, individuals need what we have, and my suggestion to anybody is to take off your sales hat, put on your helping hat, and go out tomorrow and with a vengeance and find out how many people we can help. And if we and that's up to them. We can either leave them with a solution or leave them with the problem that they had. But we just need to get out in front of more people. We're looking for people. There's people looking for us. We just need to go out and have the activity, which is the only thing that we can control, to get in front of those. So I'm just excited, Ken, about where we are with the company today. You know, it's great to hear just like that holiday call that they have, and all the new people that are doing well. And you know, if you're around people that are talking gloom and doom and how bad things are, get around some other people. And stop listening to the news so much. The news, isn't going to change that much from the morning to the evening. You know, once is enough. And as far as one last thing here, as far as your time, there's just a couple things. I want to talk about time. I want to talk about priorities. I want to talk about choices very quickly. Everybody has the same amount of time. People say, well, I'm gonna read a book on time control, or I don't have good time control. Bottom line is nobody can control time. We all know that. All you can control is what you do within those 24 golden hours and those 60 golden minutes in every hour that we have every single day. All you can do is control yourself and your efforts. And all you can do really there, what makes the difference on what you are doing with your time is your priority. When somebody says, I don't have the time, I just want to give you an example. You can have a flight to catch tomorrow to go do something, to visit, to take a vacation trip or whatever, and you think that somebody calls you up about an appointment and you don't have the time because you got to catch a flight. But if you broke your leg on the way to that flight, you would not take the flight and say, I don't have time to go to the hospital. You would go to the hospital. In other words, you had the same amount of time no matter what happened. You just reprioritized your time. And so the point I want to make to you here is, it'd be great to have balance in our life at all times, and we all are striving for balance. But you can't be balanced all the time, and there are certain points in our life we need to be unbalanced. When you just get married, maybe you spend more time with the marriage. If you just start a business, maybe you spend more time in the business. And your hope is to have balance, and your hope is to have balance in your life here. But right now is the time to get a little bit out of balance. Right now, in my opinion, is a time to focus on our business, focus on the people that are hurting out there, focus on taking with a missionary zeal our opportunity and our membership to every single person that we can. And if we have that priority, then we'll have the time to do the things that we want to do. We'll make the right choices. And ask yourself a question every single day, in every single minute, in every single action that you take, is what I'm doing right now bringing me closer to my goals or farther away? Is what I'm doing and right now the most productive use of my time? And if we do that, I think this time right now, this month, next month, this coming year is going to be the best time ever for prepaid legal people who are really serious about their business. And Ken, I'll turn it back to you. If you got any questions or comments, fine, but that's kind of what I got to say.
I tell you, you said a whole lot in a short glimpse of time, and I agree with you. This is the best of times with prepaid legal. No matter what people say about the economy, where they're at or what, with prepaid, we're booming. We're going straight ahead. Recruiting's up. Sales is up. You did a tremendous job tonight, Nick. When we appreciate you always been willing to try to help us out. And I agree with you on the small business. Now's the time. I've been preaching it for a year now, and maybe we'll finally get through to some people. But it's a great product. It's a great time. And so we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being on our call tonight.
Ken, can I mention one thing I forgot?
Anything?
And that is for this month, you know, we had the CFP program in place for a while that kept people from being able to go to small business or group until they CFT qualified.
Right.
Of course, that's been eliminated. And so as an incentive to help people get back in and get caught up, we've had a number of changes with the small business program and new additions, expanded toolbox we've got. There's a special thing we're doing just for the month of December that the company was going to have out today, and it didn't get out, so I'm just letting your team know. And that is for the month of December, on any live small business class, any retakes are $39 instead of $59, and any new people taking the class, which are normally $99, are just $79. So it's $20 less. It's a good time to go ahead and do that and get reacclimated in those classes. So that's all I got to say. Thanks a lot for having me on the call.
I'm glad you announced that, and a lot of our people on the call does know that because I called them up to tell them about it, because Bob's going to be having a school on Wednesday this week, starting 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He's going to be having right here in Ada, Oklahoma before the group school. So a lot of people just tying in and everything. It would be a good opportunity for them there, and we thank you for lowering that price. It really helps people, and, of course, this is ending the year, but I like to think that the year's already ended. We're just getting ready for 2009. Time slips by, but let's not let it slip by without making some production, recruiting some new people. And again, Nick, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Jeremy, back to you. Jeremy?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Well, I think Mr. Silver did a phenomenal job, and just like always. And do you have a couple other people you want to recognize tonight?
I need to introduce Mr. Rex Legale. He's got someone he wants to introduce, Jim.
Okay, we'd like to go out to the state of New Mexico to Millionaire Club member and Platinum Executive Director, Mr. Rex Legale. Rex, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I think you have somebody you want to say a few words about tonight.
And Rex, you're going to be in the office, what, tomorrow?
We're going to descend on Ada like a swarm of flies here, mister.
What time will you be tomorrow?
Probably about dark, I guess. We're going to drive over tomorrow, a bunch of us are, and go to the small business training and the group school this week.
Well, we just have breakfast Wednesday morning down at the Prairie Kitchen.
Okay, what time?
What about 7:30, whatever you want.
Okay, that sounds great. We're
okay, why don't you introduce your guest, Rex?
Okay, well, there's a couple of folks I'm going to introduce tonight. A couple of folks that are really putting a team together, and I know that last week, I don't know how many of the numbers actually got processed, but it looks like about half of the applications that actually sent in got processed as associates. My count was 13 associates, and I think 8 of them got processed. But these guys are tearing it up, and they joined the Legale Airlines, which is low-level flight, their only option type motto. I'd just like to bring on, these guys are recruiting not only just the average guy, but they're bringing on a lot of really big professional people. They're bringing on lawyers, they're bringing on real estate professionals, mortgage brokers, investment specialists, I mean all kinds of people. And I'll just introduce one of the guys that's key in doing that and let him introduce his top recruiter as well. But one of the fellows that I do want to introduce, he and his wife have been in the business for about 6 or 7 weeks, and they have a phenomenal team of over 30 associates, I guess maybe even 40 associates recruited now.
And
they're just really going after it. So I'd like to introduce one of my best friends, Matt Cano.
Thank you so much, Rex. I appreciate that very much. And tonight I just wanted to give some recognition to Ronaldo Roybal. This gentleman is not personally sponsored by me, but is personally sponsored by a guy I personally sponsored, and turns out that he didn't really want to do prepaid legal. He just said, I don't want to do it, and then we showed it to him again and say, okay, I'm going to do it. So without further ado, Ronaldo Roybal.
Well, welcome to both of you to the call. We're very happy to have you tonight.
Thank you, sir. Ronaldo, are you there? Ronaldo Roybal, you there?
He might have a *6. I don't know if he pressed that earlier or not.
I'm not sure, but let me just say that with Ronaldo, he got in this business just about 4 weeks ago. And, again, this is a gentleman who just said he didn't want to do this thing, but he got in and he just got busy. He was sitting at our kitchen table here just about a week or so ago, towards the month end for November, and we submitted 16 applications for new associates and memberships. And so my hat's off to Ronaldo. I just said he asked me, how did you do it, Matt? And I just told him what we did. And he said, well, I'm going to go do the same thing. And I said, that's great. Tell me where I can help you out. And he put me to work, by God.
Good for him.
Yeah, you did a great job. So, Ronaldo, I don't know if you can hear us or not, but great job, buddy. Keep up the great work. Appreciate the time tonight as well, gentlemen.
Listen, I thank you. Appreciate all your good work. I appreciate all of his good work. Welcome to the team. Are you coming in to Ada?
Mr. Moore, I'll be flying in on Wednesday.
Good. We'll see you right there in the home office then. That sounds absolutely great. Great. We'll try to have some one-on-ones while you're here.
Sounds great.
Okay, thank you, and we appreciate it very, very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Rex. Jeremy?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, do you have any other comments on before we close the call?
Well, I think we had a great call tonight.
Absolutely.
And I know next week we're even going to have a better one, but just want to let everybody know that before we do our regularly scheduled 9 p.m. Central Standard Time call, that we do the special small business call the second Monday of every month at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. So we'll do the 8 o'clock call hosted by Mr. Bob Griffin, and then we'll do the 9 o'clock call with our special guest speaker, and that's Mr. Randy Harp. Is that correct?
That is correct, Jeremy. That's Mr. Randy Harp. And then on the 15th, we'll have Mr. Cleve Pickens. On the 22nd, we'll have Mr. Brooke Werkhauser. And, of course, the 29th, to take the year out, Mr. Wilbur Smith.
Well, sir, look, we
got start off 2009 with Mr. Harlan Stonecipher. So we could go on. We already got them booked up. But it's great having everybody tonight. Thank you for all your help, Jeremy. And do you have anything else you would like to bring to the people's attention or anything?
No, just have a productive week and make this year, close out the year stronger than ever.
That's right. Just keep God first, family second, prepaid third, and we thank you. God bless you and good night.